إن الحمد لله، نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت، وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء، ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول المولى عز وجل في كتابه العظيم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، فنعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من النار. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, 1 year passed from our life. From the calendar which we follow in our ID, our passport. And we cannot deny these years. As so many people said, we should follow the Islamic calendar. Our passport, our ID is not followed the Islamic way. And I can guarantee not so many people do understand the Islamic months. So we go with the Miladi calendar, and we count our years by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the same calendar, which is a Miladi calendar. But we need to focus what we have to do in this year. The year passed and we have a lot of complaints. We have to study our life for the best, to focus what we have to do in the future. Because no one can guarantee his life. No one can say, I'm gonna live for whatever, 70, 80, 90. I was away myself for 3 weeks back home, see all my family. The same day I reach here, I got phone, that's my youngest sister, 55 years old, late stage of cancer. No one can guarantee his life. No one can tell who is sick, who is not sick. And she was healthy. So we have to think together about the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you hear any news, say alhamdulillah. We have to understand the word of alhamdulillah. No matter what you get, you have to say alhamdulillah. The same day my son has car accident. Completely told that he's fine, alhamdulillah. I always say alhamdulillah, no matter the situation. Because I am here with you, I might cannot be back to my work. I cannot guarantee my life. But what we have to do is have some manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Educate ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our attitude toward the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand that everything moving in the earth by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and me. And everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is moving by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today I'm focused with you inshallah to benefit each others, how we change our manners, how we educate ourselves and our attitude with the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, we heard a lot of problem between brother and his wife, or wife and husband. Son and daughter. Son And the father, son with the mother, daughter with the father, daughter with the mother, sisters together, brothers together, they don't talk to each other. We heard about it a lot. We heard about people failing to do the exams. We heard everything and we hear, but we not focus how we correct it. Come together, we see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. When he's talking to the believers. La tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan. Don't follow the steps of the shaytan. Wa man yattabi' khutuwat ash-shaytan, the people who is following the steps of the shaytan, فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. He will guide you for the bad deeds and bad sirat and everything. He was taking you away from all the good you are doing it. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. But it is Allah, He is the one who protects you all the time. He gives you the fadl. He's guiding you. He accepts your dua. He knows that you come back to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُذَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءَ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. He heard everything. He saw everything. He knows everything subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how am I going to escape the shaitan from my life? Let's get inside our home first, and then from there we move. Let our home, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تجعلوا بيوتكم قبورا. Don't make your house a cemetery, a place of a grave for a dead people. How, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Here we go, my dear brothers and sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising us, before you enter your home, to say Bismillah, Assalamu alaikum. How many of us doing that? Very easy and simple. It's not how much money you're going to put before you enter your home, or to open your door, or you have to put some money to get the door open automatically. No. Say Bismillah, Assalamu alaikum, and enter your home. If you forget, and you remember, you go back again and enter your home and say Bismillah. Easy and simple. But if you say that and you teach all your family member who's living in the same house, you are saved from the shaitan. Then you come to your home. First thing you have to do it when you take your shoes off. Put it in the side. Don't enter your home with the shoes everywhere in the house. And people who come to visit you, they should understand that your home is a part of a masjid. You can pray anything in the house. Anywhere you can pray. So people got upset from that. Let them get upset. They should understand we are Muslims. We don't carry the germ and the dirt in our shoes to go inside the house and put it everywhere to make everyone get sick. Then before you sit for your food and you wash your hand, you have to wash your hand and you say Bismillah. Now I'm stop here because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us when you do that, Bismillah, Bismillah, the shaitan will reply back and said, I don't have a living or sleep tonight in this house and I cannot eat in this house. So the first thing now is keep the shaitan out of your home. Now you enter your home, you put your shoes on the side, smile on your family face, you collect hasanat. Assalamu alaikum. You collect hasanat. How are you doing? You smile. But how many people do that? People come to the home when they finish their work, like, I'm sorry, you cannot even look at their face. Sad and mad and long day, tough day, and boom, complaining. But you have to say, Alhamdulillah, ya akhi, you reach your home. You reach the place, you have to feel comfortable. When we come to our masajids, I'm sure everyone here is comfortable. Feel happy. You're in the house of Allah. Same thing, you have to feel that when you enter your home. Ask your wife about the day. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, when he come from a battle, you understand how many, sometimes take months for a fight. Before he reach home, he sent a message to his wife, thus he is in his way. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he need to send a message? He need his wife to be ready for him. So it's not a problem in your phone, you tell her, I'm coming. Unless you want to surprise her by something, you don't feel comfortable with her, or you see she's cheating, وَالْعَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, text, I'm coming. So at least she can finish whatever she's doing quick in her hand, and she will be ready for you. And sister, she has to be ready for her husband, smiling his face. Whatever he's come from work tired, when you see her smiling, that's it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the adab of the house. Guest coming to your home. Now we're not inside the house yet. Somebody knock your door. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our example. He knocked the door from the left side or the right side, and he stay either in the left or in the right. Never he stand in front of the door. So he cannot tell what's inside. Today, before you open your door, the guest already, you just ring the bell, you open the door, he already described what you have inside your home. That's haram. We need to have a manner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, again in Surah An-Nur, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بِيُوتًا غَيْرَ بِيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. You don't enter any home unless you make istizan. Can I come? Today, the scholar said, even the phone call, when you call someone, you call him 3 times, he's not answering, that's considered istizan. He doesn't like to reply to you, don't call anymore. Text 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, and that's it. Today we got upset and we get mad. He's not answering my phone. Keep calling. Upset the person. You don't know what's going on with this person. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا. If you find someone is not there, not give you any istizan, حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ, until you give you the permission, don't enter. What after that? وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. Watch. Now I'm front of the door, I visit the brother, I knock the door, I follow the protocol and turn the left and the side. Who is? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, open the door. Say, who you are? He said, it's me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a lesson. You have to mention your name, who you are. I am this person, so and so. So I have the right now to say, welcome or not. Now, you are front of the door. You follow protocol, and the brother behind you say, oh, brother Ahmed, I'm sorry. I cannot let you come to my house today. What will happen, brother? I'm coming far. And you tell me you cannot come, and you are inside the house? That's ridiculous. Now, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he went to meet Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu wa arda. We're talking from the story of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba, not us. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he went and Sayyidina Umar, he was busy, collect the money in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he keeps saying, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. Sayyidina Umar, he was concentrating his work. Then Abu Musa al-Ash'ari left. Then Sayyidina Umar said, I heard the sound of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. He's coming? He said, yeah, you didn't reply, ya Amir al-Mu'min. Then he left. He said, no, call him. So when he came back, he said, so why don't come? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها. And then he completed after that, وإن قيل لكم ارجعوا فارجعوا. هو أزكى لكم, better for you. You see how it's better for you not to get upset? Of course, in our time, we will get mad for real. And I'm telling you, we cannot speak to this brother anymore, forever.
And you're going to complain and complain. And you see the brother say, I went to his home. He doesn't want to come inside. What, I'm going to take in his house. I'm going to eat in his house. He's going to give me money. I'm not asking for anything. I'm better alive than him. And we start complaining and complaining. Now we go to the Quran. The Quran said, if he told you, go back, go back. These are two scholars. Very famous. One of them, he would like to practice this ayah. Sheikh Wajdi Ghunim and another Sheikh. So he went to the Sheikh Wajdi Ghunim house and he knocked the door. See, he say, brother, I cannot take you here today. So he got mad for real and he's not talking to him for 3 days. Then he sent him this ayah. He say, I was practice. And he still got mad. I'm Sheikh Fulani Fulan. You are the Sheikh, but there is a Quran. Between you and me, the Quran. After that is the Sunnah. So this is the adab. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Ubadah, now Sayyidina Rasulillah. He went to his home and he knocked the door and he said, Assalamu alaikum. Nobody answered. Assalamu alaikum. Nobody answered. 3 times. Then he left, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never got upset. But his son Qais, he said, oh father, this is Rasulillah. He said, go on, get him quick. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ata'zan li? Look at the adab. Look at the manner of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you accept me to come in? He said, ya Rasulullah, yes. I just want to hear your voice many times. Then he went there and he said, can I make wash, wudu? After that, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make barakah in the house of Sa'd ibn Ubadah and his family. See the manner of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was our example. Now you text in your wife or you call her before you go home. This is nothing wrong with that. Because the Jahili, before the Islam, when they go for trip, for business, when they came back, they jump from the top of the house to make sure what his wife doing it. The Islam make this one haram. You cannot surprised. You cannot surprise. You have to alert your house people you are coming. It's nothing wrong. Imagine when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent a message to his wife, he's coming. What about the guest? Cannot see the brother to his brother house without his attendant. If your brother not home, only his wife, you cannot go there. You not allow. لا يجتمع اثنين في مكان رجل وامرأة. A female and a male in the place, except the shaitan is number third. Very clear. Call your brother. What time you're going to be home so I can be there? It's not your right to go anytime. And she has the right to reject you from inside the house, and he has the right to say to you, don't come today, I don't feel good. Now we all enter inside the house. We said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, tawakkalna ala Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, right away when you wash your hand, make wudu and make 2 rak'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before you leave the house, make 2 rak'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say to Allah, astawda'uka ahli, I left for you my family, Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, in this way, you will be saved inside the house and outside the house until you come back. A manner, adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you mentioned the name of Allah, the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and then when you play with your kids, watch what Allah mentioned in the Quran. The kids, they have to knock the door before they enter the room of the father and mother. And he gave a specific time in the Holy Quran after the Asr, which is the time people can get little nap, and after the Isha until the Fajr. They have to knock the door before they come inside. Teach them. Istizan. A permission. Because no one can see what he don't like. A man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, do you want me knock the door and make istizan to my daughter when I go there to see her in her room? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied back to him, do you like anyone can enter and come, and do you, by yourself, you like to see your mom without any clothes? He said, definitely not, Ya Rasulallah. He said, same thing. Same thing. It's adab. It's a manner. It's nothing wrong with that, but it's a manner. It's adab because we don't need the shaitan between us, no matter what. In your room, private time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, try to avoid the qibla. When you are with your wife, to try to avoid the qibla. And to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make barakah in your night. Then you get the power, the light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you have a manner, you have isti'zan, you say, Bismillah, tawakkalta ala Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi laylatina. Oh, make barakah in our night. What's a beautiful manner is it? Is anything wrong with that? Then when we carry that inside our home, then we are fixing our home. And our children, they will know they cannot move without Bismillah. They cannot do anything without tawakkulin ala Allah, not to stay inside the house as we see it there. And they all face, you see it in the Facebook, a same family in the same place, they all in the Facebook and talking and texting in the phone. No one losing the phone anymore, by the way, like before. Now everyone walking with the phone in his hand, in his pocket, it's under his pillow. First thing in the morning, you grab it and you look at it. We forget that we are awake by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before you go to sleep, make sure you sleep in your right side first. Some people, they cannot. Just to try, even for a second, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite any ayat. I'm not going to say tabarak, was hard to sort. Any ayat you understand, and Imam Raj just said it, and make tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness before you sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, you have to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, same thing, alhamdulillah, das ahyaytani ba'd mamati. You let me awake again after I was died the whole night. See the manner? It's not questing. And say, Bismillah. Look at the medication now for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I advise myself and every one of you here. Make sure you have some water next to you covered. Covered. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, غَطُّ الْأَوَانِي. Cover all your places, food or water, cover it. There is a disease by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, will come once a year, can touch any food or water which is opened. When you see covered, this disease cannot touch it. But have a glass of water covered next to you. When you wake up in the morning and you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are awake, drink some of this water. It takes some of the saliva inside. It has natural antibodies for yourself. A message from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do it. It's nice. And then start your day by the prayer and the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shower, give hug to your wife, and do everything you can satisfy yourself with. So my dear brothers and sisters, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. That's what we need all the time. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to fix our manner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these eyes to watch everything around us, to benefit us to enter the Jannah, not for the haram stuff. Today I give the message too for my sisters. There are so many sisters, they have covered. But when the sisters sitting in one place together, they remove the covers. That's nothing wrong with that. Because they are ladies together. But I blame at the sister who attend this meeting and she go back home, talk to her husband about the other sisters. Oh, you know, brother, so his wife, she's so pretty. She has a long hair. Yellow, you know, she has so and so and so and so. She's chubby, she's fat, she's skinny. Describe the sister to her husband. Imagine now the husband is hearing that. He's already automatically, as a human being, he wants to see this lady. But he ignores who's the talking person. Who's the talking person? His wife.
So he's not interested in her this night. He's interested in someone else. Laugh, brother. Wallah, it's the truth. It is the truth. So it's a haram. When you leave this majlis, this gathering, that's it. You cannot talk about the other sisters. Need your husband look at you as you only the one in his life. And the brother, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, غُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِكُمْ, just put your eyes down, don't look for the other haram. I need you to look at your wife. She's the only one in your life. She is the best and she's the pretty one in the whole world. If we have that, then we have no problem. I come to the masjid, I pray, I need to rush to go home to see my wife. She's waiting for me. I need to discuss with her, I need to talk with her, I need to take her out for a cup of coffee. I need to see what's going on in the house. Come down if you are upset, let's talk about it to your mother, let's call your father, let's make some dua, let's go and pray together. Isn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, sometime try to break the sunnah in your home with your wife. A jama'ah. Sunnah. Come, I break the sunnah with you. She pray her jama'ah, the fard, and you break the sunnah. See, he tried to let us get in together, closer to each other. Not to go on home and sit down and ask her for the tea and coffee and you are the king of the house. You are nothing. You're not the king of the house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by our mother Aisha, he used to do everything in the house until he heard azan and he ran out for the salah. Who you are from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did you get any hadith? Please give it to me. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sit down, he put one leg in the top of the other, he asked Aisha to give him a coffee or tea. Never. Even him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tried to stay the last person in the table, in the place they eat. So he be the last one to collect all the dishes and clean it and wash it. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I need you to go more and more to kick the shaitan out. What is it, ya Rasulullah? He said, let the adhan run in your house. Alhamdulillah. In the masajid, we call the azan, but no one can hear it outside. But in our home, how Rasulullah, the ulama came today and said, everyone has an azan in his phone for the five-time prayer. Let it run at this time inside your home. This is enough. But if you're struggling, this is no and something else, call the azan inside your home. Make iqama. It's fine. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يدخل بيت الشيطان تتلى فيه سورة البقرة. I'm gonna recite سورة البقرة every day. I have no time for that. I have business. The scholar again said, put in the phone, in a CD, whatever you can, let it run inside your home. If you have a new car, new house, let سورة البقرة is running. This is the advice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not me. So we have to have this manner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we thank Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything He gave it to us in His life, in our life. Your life and my life by the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while our tongue is mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't need to get struggle. We don't need to get struggles. We don't need the shaitan to be behind all of us. And if someone takes something from you, just forgive him, my brothers and sisters. And don't let your home a place of backbiting. You invite some 3-4 brother to come to your home. And when your wife asking you who they are, it's not of your business. It happened a lot. And then you sit down, make a tea, make a coffee. You have lunch. And they start talking about the imam of the masjid, the donation they collected, and who come to the masjid. And they see the brother, two brother come to the masjid. They talk a lot, and they're very loud, brother, and we cannot stop them. And they start talking about his own brothers, his own sisters, his own father, his own mothers. They spread the news everywhere. And this is the place of the shaitan. This is the place of the shaitan.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, a man came to him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, if I attend a house, I will enter a house, and with a lady sitting with us, and we talk and she shared the dialogue with us, she's not covered. What is it, Ya Allah? It's okay. And he said to him, is a shaitan, meet with a shaitana, and provided by a shayateen. Imagine that. It's very dangerous. It is very, very dangerous. We should understand we have a house protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we protect it again? Bismillah, assalamu alaykum. Leave your home to your work to make sure, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect your family. And when you return back, quick, because you miss them, you love them. I'm not worried about my other brother's wife and other. No. I am my own wife. I have to see my kids, enjoy my life with my kids. I have to worry about them. This is the word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tadkhulu biyutan ghayra biyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون بس الله سبحانه وتعالى to let our houses away from the shayateen and shayateen cannot enter our houses وأسك الله سبحانه وتعالى to let all of us saying Bismillah all the time when we enter our houses and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to skip the shayateen from our houses and from our children, from our wife, from ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our homes and make our home place of the Jannah. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the time to pray in our home as we pray in the masajid. We ask Him to subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our kids all the time. We ask Him to let our kids memorize in the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and yaghfir lana ذنوبنا ويكفر عنا سيئاتنا. اللهم اشف كل مريض, اللهم اشف كل مريض, اللهم اشف كل مريض, اللهم ارحم كل ميت, اللهم اغفر لوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا, اللهم اغفر لوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا, اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات, المسلمين والمسلمات, الاحياء منهم والاموات, اللهم اجعل نصرك لمن قال لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله, اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق, اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق. اللهم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إن نسألك الجنة ونعيمها ونعوذ بك من النار وشرورها. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. عباد الله رحمني ورحمكم الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وأقم الصلاة.